The former CEO of Parler is discussing how he was fired. The social media site promoted itself as a forum for free speech. It quickly became a go-to site for conspiracy theorists, white supremacists, and some of the people who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Parler is now offline, and its former chief executive told NPR's Bobby Allen he's out of work.
Since 2018, 27-year-old Nevada engineer John Mates ran the social media site Parler. But here's how he now introduces himself.
John Mates, unemployed.
Unemployed, he says, because of a disagreement over free speech. Many of the Capitol rioters turned to Parler to document property damage, vandalism, and other violence. To Mates, that was a wake-up call.
To me, it was a clear indication of what could happen if we didn't change the way things were being done.
The realization came too late for Parler, since Amazon had already terminated its web hosting contract with the company after saying it, quote, systemically failed to police violence. Mates, though, had a plan. Parler would relaunch by banning domestic terrorists and incitements of violence, including from the conspiracy theory QAnon. He took his proposal to Parler's co-founder, conservative donor Rebecca Mercer.
You know, when I presented my plan to Rebecca Mercer and one of the other reps, they were silent, so I took that as disagreement.
We reached out to Mercer, but she did not immediately respond.
There were two separate visions for the company.
That's conservative talk show host Dan Bongino. He's a Parler investor. He posted a video to Facebook defending Parler's decision to fire Mates.
We were the ones, in fact, fighting to get Parler back up. It was some really bad decisions made by people on the inside.
Bongino says Mates, despite being CEO, did not own Parler's mission.
And I don't know what John's saying in his reports out there, but this free speech vision, that was ours.
For now, until the site is back up and running, people who share that vision will have to go somewhere other than Parler. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.